Good morning once again, Lord. Lord, we just come before you this morning. And we lay everything before you. We need you, Lord. We need you. Lord, fill us with your spirit. Fill this place with your love and with your presence. Open up heaven for us this morning, Lord, that we might receive what you have for us. Burn it into our hearts. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. A rock and a fortress. One word. What is the Lord to you? That pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? Can anybody say something particular? What comes to your mind? Savior. What? Hope. Hope in a dark world. He's the light. That lights our path. Because holy. Yeah. You know, I didn't even know if this company still existed. Because I don't watch television anyway. But you don't see the commercials for them. The Prudential Insurance Company. I guess they're still one of the largest insurance companies in the world. I don't know. Maybe they feel they don't have to. That they don't have to advertise, or maybe they advertise, I don't know. But their symbol is the Rock of Gibraltar. That's at the entranceway that goes from the Atlantic Ocean into the what becomes the Mediterranean Sea. There's a couple other names before they get there, I guess. And it's a very large rock. It's 1,398 feet high. And it overlooks the passageway that goes in there. That's about a 10-mile straight, I guess, or a 10-mile opening. And it comes up in a tip, Africa, and then the one at the top comes down from where the Rock of Gibraltar is, comes down just below Spain. I guess Gibraltar it's been disputed who owns it. Apparently, there was a treaty signed a couple hundred years ago that gave it to England, and Spain disputes that, but yet the people of Gibraltar said, no, we want to stay with England, and they said, well, Spain is still trying to dispute it, but that's not that important. But the rock is a symbol. The Rock of Gibraltar is a symbol to that insurance company, and that's their selling point. It's a symbol of strength, stability, durability, endurance, and permanence. Security. Of course, after all, it's an insurance company using it, right? So naturally, they're going to use something that they want people to think of security. So what does that tell us? What does a rock mean to us? Psalm 18, 1 through 3 was our opening scripture. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Isaiah 26, 4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Now in the Revised Version it says, for in the Lord Jehovah is the Rock of Ages. Means the same thing, I guess. But yet there's a song about that, isn't it? That song is actually based on Exodus 33, 20 through 21. And he being God, and he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. The cleft of the rock. The secret place of the Most High. That place that He has for each one of us. A place of protection. Well, I already covered this once before, but I got it down here twice with a little bit different. And I thought about trying to take it out, but, well, I'm not going to. What does a rock represent? It's solid. It's stable. It's long-lasting. It's unchanging. It's steadfast. It's unmovable. I like that last one. Isaiah 54:10 says, "For the mountain shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee." He is our rock forever. Our text for my sermon is going to be from Psalms 31:2 through 3. I bet you thought it was going to be 18, didn't you? I don't do that to you very often, do I? Every chance I get. Psalm 31:2 through 3. Bow down thine ear to me, or in one translation says, incline thy ear to me. That's what we want God to do when we pray to Him, isn't it? And He listens to us. He hears our prayers. Incline thine ear to me, deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for a house of defense. Yeah, I'm reading a definition. Be thou my strong rock to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. We see rock in there a couple times. And we see fortress in there a couple times. The rock, the first time it's in there, there's two different meanings, but yet they both actually show a different aspect of God's character. The first one is, be thou my strong rock. It's a cliff. It would probably look a lot like the Rock of Gibraltar, except I imagine it's an awful lot bigger than that, right? The second time it's in there is in verse 3. It says, "For thou art my rock." That literally means a fortress. Something you can hide behind that will protect you. Be thou my strong rock for a house of defense to save me. Now, a house of defense, according to Strong's Concordance, literally means a fortress house. So there we see the word fortress again. For thou art my rock and my fortress. That's the same word. A fortress house. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily, for thou art my strong rock for a house of defense. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Doesn't seem to make much sense to say be because you are, does it? And yet that's kind of what prayer is. Be because you are. Now, if I had a rock here, I could look at it and I say, be a rock because you are a rock. But that wouldn't make any sense. But that's what this is saying here. We can call out to God based on what He is. A rock. A cliff. A house of defense, a fortress house, a rock of any size, also a fortress, a stronghold, and a fortress. Three times we see a fortress, and the other time, the first rock is a cliff. It provides something else. Now, how does a cliff offer us protection? If an enemy is attacking us and backs us up against a cliff, then all of a sudden we only have one front, don't we? We only have to worry about what's in front of us because he's got our back. Our rock is taking care of what's behind us. In Isaiah 52:12, "For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward." Literally, the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Reward means that which is behind. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, one of the first things that happened was the Amalekites attacked them. They attacked them from the back. That's where the stragglers were. Because the enemy likes to attack us from the back at our weakest point. We can call out to God based on what He is. As I said, "Be a rock, for thou art a rock." Actually, it says a lot more than that. "Be a rock, for thou art a rock." Now, it says, if you look real closely, it says, "Be to me a rock, for thou art a rock." As I said, we don't have to tell a rock to be a rock, do we? A rock is our sure foundation for our lives. Matthew 7:24-25, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." We all know the rest of the story, don't we, about the man that built on the sand. We need a sure foundation. We need that rock. Exodus 17:5-6. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel." What did the Apostle Paul say that our rock was? Our rock was? 1 Corinthians 10:4, "And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." So we see that our rock is also a rock of refreshment, isn't it? Water is vital. We can call out to God based on what we believe Him to be to us. "Be to me a rock, for thou art my rock and my fortress." My rock and my fortress. Be to me, because you are my rock and my fortress. With faith, we take possession of all He is and all He is to us. If we just ask Him for any old thing, we are not by faith relying on what He is. We are not using who He is as part of our plea. There are many people that preach that whatever you pray, you'll have. Just based on what you want, God will give it to you. No father does that for a child. Not if he's a good father. It says, according to my will. So it always has to be according to His will. When we tell God, or when we ask Him, be what you are, can God ignore that? Can He deny who He is? It says in 2 Timothy 2:13, He abideth faithful. He cannot deny Himself. He must be true to His character, to who He is. Revelation 19:11, And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. His name is Faithful. Psalm 31:2 and 3 again. Bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. For thy name's sake. God's honor is at stake. 2 Chronicles 25-8. This is one of my favorite passages in Scripture, one of my favorite events that happened in the Old Testament. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name. What a prayer. There is so much contained in that. You can study that for a long time and just never stop coming up with new things that you discover in that. Reminding God who He is. Reminding Him who we are in Him, that we are His. Talking about the things that He's done for us. Does God need to be reminded of these things? No. Do we need to remind Him of these things? Yes, we do. Who benefits? We do. Because it's reminding ourselves. And it's also calling on His honor. For His glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Thine is the kingdom, it's your authority. The power, you have the might. And the glory, that's your motivation, Lord. For your glory. Because that's what it's all about for us. Everything has to be for His glory. Lord, you are a rock and a fortress. Be to me my rock and fortress. Does it stop there? There's really an incredible principle here. Lord, you are a healer. Be to me my healer. Lord, you're a deliverer. Be to me my deliverer. Lord, you are salvation. Be to me my salvation. Lord, you are peace. Be to me my peace. Lord, you're an encourager. Be to me my encourager. Lord, you're a guide. Be to me my guide. Lord, you are strength. Be to me my strength. Lord, you're a joy. Be to me my joy. Is he going to say no? No one is put like that, is he? I really learned something this week. I usually try to learn something every time I study for this. And I do. Now, if I can remember it, that's... He wants those things for us. And He can give them to us. And he will give them to you because that's who he is. And he cannot deny himself. Whatever we're struggling with, whatever we're dealing with, he is who he is. And he carries the answer with him. Before there was ever a problem, God had the answer. He had the solution. Jesus, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, before Adam and Eve sinned, before the world was even created. There was a problem, there was a solution to the problem that was going to be. From everlasting to everlasting is God. And he knows every problem we're going to deal with, and he has the answer right there with him. Before you speak, I will hear you. Wow. Do we serve an amazing God? Yes, we do. Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord, for all you are. We thank you for who you are to us. And we ask you to be all those things that you are to us. Touch each one of us, Lord. Be with us today and guide us and direct us. And Lord, we need you. As the days get darker, may your light shine brighter through us. We're getting close, Lord. Keep us strong and keep us focused on you. Be with us today and bring us back safe when we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.